Welcome to The Common Sense Show with your host, Dave Hodges. We discuss a variety of topics here, including the deep state, the New World Order, Agenda 21. There is no one, no topic beyond Dave's reach, because as you know, you can't dodge the Hodge.
Hi, everybody. This is Dave Hodges. I'm the host of The Common Sense Show, and we are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And we have just a terrific guest, a familiar guest, and you're going to really enjoy this segment, although I don't know if enjoy is the right term, because who we're having on is going to tell it just like it is, and the way that it is isn't necessarily comfortable. I'm talking about Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com, and Steve has been kind enough to join us in our post-election analysis following the midterm elections to give his opinion on what just happened and where he thinks this is going. Steve, welcome to the show. I'm glad you could join us.
Well, thank you, Dave. And what we're seeing is the true splitting of America politically, ideologically, spiritually, and absolute, the, if you will, the ultimate desire of the communists over the past pretty much 100 years has been to get Americans to turn on themselves. Now, I want to start out tonight with a statement made by the Roman philosopher Marcus Cicero. And I find this is probably one of the best statements, because we're going to talk about a lot of things tonight, and the election can be summed up in this. Three words: treason, treachery, and hypocrisy. I'm pretty sure there's probably another 100 you and I could come up with together, but let me just quote this, and then we'll take it from there. A nation can survive its fools and even the ambitious, but it cannot survive treason from within. An enemy at the gates is less formidable, for he is known and carries his banner openly. But the traitor moves amongst those within the gate freely, his sly whispers rustling through all the alleys, heard in the very halls of government itself. For the traitor appears not to be a traitor. He speaks in accents familiar to his victims, and he wears their face in their arguments. He appeals to the basis of the lies deep in the hearts of men. He rots the soul of a nation. He works secretly and unknown in the night to undermine the pillars of the city. He infects the body politic so that it cannot any longer resist. A murderer is less to fear. And this was in an article written by Selwyn Duke, and he signs the end of this, his essay, wonderful, words to live by and maybe when ignored to die by. Now, I want to make it clear to everyone that we have seen the polarization in the last couple years under President Trump, and I'm on record, Dave, and you know I've said it on your show. Sure. Thanks for the times you've had me on, but I believe President Trump was raised up by the living God. And I love what Hal Lindsey wrote in a World Net Daily column that, that God doesn't choose men like we see men, okay? The bottom line is he's not a godly man by the standards of what contemporary society, but he's a man chosen by God. Therein lies the dichotomy and the wisdom of God. God says, my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor my ways your ways. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so are my ways above your ways. So what's astonishing to me, and you know, we've talked about this, Dave, for several years on your show, is the division that has been made manifest. Let's take the whole thing with Jim Acosta today, at the presidential press briefing. I want people to notice even his name is a giveaway, because to accost means to literally attack with a sinister purpose. And, the thing that I think is it means to approach and speak to someone, often in a challenging or aggressive way. Now, isn't it fascinating that the guy that would challenge the president with such disrespect and such open hatred literally lives up to his name, you know? I mean, it's serious. And I don't know if you picked that up, Dave, but, you know, Acosta, I mean, what a perfect manifestation of, I would say this, even the prophetic significance of his name.
Well, I agree. In fact, I saw a headline later in the day where it said, Acosta is accosted by Trump. And I'm thinking, you guys got it wrong. It was just the opposite.
Well, it's absolutely true. Now, I didn't see that article, and I want to share something. I was up at 3 o'clock last night, 3 a.m., okay? And I don't know, I probably got to bed around 9, got up at noon, got up at 12 midnight, looked at the Internet, because like everybody, I'm watching what's going on. And what was interesting to me, Dave, is that at 3 a.m. my time, an email came in to me literally at 3, okay? And I posted in my alerts today, so if people want to go to stevequayle.com. And it's interesting that this gentleman, I don't know, but here's what he said. I titled this, The Gates of Hell Have Opened, as the theme of the Fellowship of the Minds article. And this email are a double warning on the demonic control of American politics. Now, isn't it interesting? The word demon and democrats or demoncrats, I'm sorry, they have made war against God. And I'm telling you, I stand on that statement. Now, here's what the guy said to me, and this is on my website so people can see it, 3 a.m. in the morning. The Democrats stole Congress with votes from illegals. A worse than civil war is now approaching. Nancy Pelosi, Maxine Waters, and Dianne Feinstein are all literally demon-possessed. Excuse me. And Satan himself will sit in Congress on earth as it will be in hell. Only prayer and fasting will combat the reign of demons. I'm sorry, I just trying to take a sip of water.
Yeah, go ahead, sure.
Yeah, so anyway, only prayer and fasting. So here's the thing, when Jesus said the gates of hell are going to open, the gates of hell are going to open, and they won't prevail against the church, they're not going to prevail, but they're sure going to make war on it. So now we have, if you will, in my opinion, we have the clearest delineation of the true God-hating nature of the Democrats, and I think it's important. Now, instantly, when I kicked out of bed, and I did get kicked out of bed when I say that, and the words from 1 Samuel 8, 1 through 10, I'm not preaching, but I want to share something. This is an exact, if you will, today, modern-day representation, in my opinion, of the same thing that God, when Samuel the prophet was getting older, the people of Israel said to him, look, you're getting old, and we want judges over Israel. So I'm taking the old as a type of the godly heritage of this country, and they want something new, okay? And Samuel is really displeased, Samuel, because he's a prophet, and in looking into the future, he knew what it would bring. And in verse 7, 1 Samuel chapter 8, it says this, And the Lord said unto Samuel, Hearken unto the voice of the people and all that they say unto thee, for they have not rejected thee, but they have rejected me, that I should not reign over them. Dave, I spend as much time fighting the gates of hell and fighting Christians who have bought the lie. They've almost become, I would say, cultural Marxists, believing that Jesus didn't say what he said or didn't mean what he said. They reject the basis of the foundation of who Jesus is. Now, why is this critical? Because the Proverbs under Solomon, this wisest man on the earth, God said there'd never be anybody wiser, nor has been, said if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? So we have a civil war going on. It's not fixing to happen. It's not going to go in the future. It's happening right now. Now, did you see the article, Dave, as we're on the radio tonight, did you see the article about Antifa surrounding Tucker Carlson's home?
Yeah, I actually had that sent to me by a member of DHS.
Yeah, well, our mutual friend, same guy that sent that. Thank you, our mutual friend.
Yes.
The point being is this, is that that can be construed as an act of terrorism. And forgive me, but if you go and read the original acts of terrorism as they were codified, they're guilty of that. But let me ask everyone a question. And then, Dave, you've obviously brought the same question up. What is keeping these people who are openly advocating our death, our destruction, the raping of our families, the killing of our children, why aren't they in jail? and I have an answer, and I think you and I need to discuss it tonight.
Okay.
You cannot drain the swamp when everybody who is appointed in the State Department by the former Obama, okay, the Obama administration, you cannot, and I know exactly what I just said there, you cannot drain the swamp, you cannot even begin to have justice when all those in charge of arrest are covering up the greatest criminal enterprise in the history of the world. Jeff Sessions is firing today, I think, is a absolute turning point for this country, and I believe it's for the better. You cannot even begin to imagine what the odds. I maintain this. No human being that I know, that I ever met, could stand against what has come against President Trump outside of the supernatural protection, intervention of the living God, and the intercessory prayers of his people. But let me finish something. I fight, quote, I would call claimants to Christianity as much as I fight the devil himself, because they're always trying to put him down. They're trying to claim. I got a guy sending me an email the other day, and I rebuked him in Jesus' name, claiming Trump's the Antichrist, and I'm going to be proven wrong. When I get stuff like that, Dave, I have to say, Lord, forgive them. But in this case, they know exactly what they're saying. And I do forgive them, and I go on. Now, why is this critical for tonight's speech? Because, or speech, forgive me, for tonight's response to President Trump's speech, the open hatred for the president comes right out of the words of Cicero. We're seeing, if you will, the sowing of discord. We're seeing the lies. We're seeing the slander. We're seeing the pandering to Richmond. We're seeing George Soros, who claims to be God, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. And why has he not been even mentioned? Until, I believe, President Trump mentioned him the other day, either yesterday or the day before, not once had the Trump administration brought his name up. Did you notice that?
I did notice that Trump called him out, yes.
Yes, yeah, so here's where we're at, in my opinion. Our nation is absolutely being torn apart because a house divided against itself cannot stand. It's obvious. You know, if a husband and wife don't get along, they get a divorce, and the household is destroyed. We're seeing the same thing for the country. When we have Louis Farrakhan, and, you know, he's in Iran, and obviously we had the most treasonous amount of, I love the word, treachery and deception going on during the previous entity's administration, that we're literally seeing Louis Farrakhan saying, you know, that in essence, we're the people that deserve to die. And you know his famous statement in 2015 said this: white people deserve to die and they know it. So they think it's us coming to do it. Well, no offense, you said you're coming to do it, so why wouldn't we think you're coming to do it, you know? And so Farrakhan is on record as hating the United States of America. And so now he's in Iran, and obviously, you know, we're seeing everybody's true colors being shown. And I think it's a fulfillment of biblical prophecy. Prophecy says, let the righteous become more righteous, and let the, you know, the profane become more profane. So, getting that all into the election results, I believe that the Democratic states, okay, have literally chosen to go against everything that made this nation great. And I categorically reject the people that say, America is not a Christian nation. America was founded on the Bible. Granted, a lot of the founding fathers, as you know, were deists, okay? But when you get the great country we have, you also forget, and a lot of people make fun of the Puritans and the Pilgrims, but those were people of covenant. And God keeps his covenant. It's people who break theirs with him.
Absolutely.
So what am I saying is we have a foundation that in this country is different than most nations of the world in the fact that, you know, it can be argued, by the way, who were the first ones in America? And you know me and all the research I've done, it was, by the way, not Christopher Columbus. It was not Leif Erikson. It wasn't even some of the indigenous, quote, native tribes that supposedly came from Mongolia. The Egyptians were here 2,350 years ago. The Chinese were here 3,000 years ago. In the United States, North America, the Philistines and the Canaanites were here even before that. So the point is that we're now in a time unlike any other. And I'm on record. You know this. The quote that's out there, a lot of people steal it with no attribution. But I made this statement years, almost a decade ago. There is no political solution to a spiritual problem. Remember
absolutely.
That?
Yes, absolutely.
And And so the thing is, what that means is sin is a power. It is a power. It is that which destroys nations. We have Marxism now. We have open socialists. We've got communists. And let me share this, ladies and gentlemen. Dave has spelled out so many times in so many of his articles how many people have died under communism. It broke my heart to see. Yeah, I don't know if you saw it on Drudge today. Left-hand column, I think, was about middle of the way down. But what did it say? Half of Americans no longer are in favor of democracy. Well, that's because they don't even know their history, because modern education has destroyed the foundations of what made our country great. So as Michael Savage says, you destroy the borders, you destroy the language, you destroy the culture, and that's why it's called cultural Marxism. And I don't know if you saw this, but you know Canada is now allowing 325,000 Somalis. Did you see that article?
I've seen that, and I will tell you, Steve, we're not just going to have caravans from the south. We're going to have them from the north.
Absolutely. Now, I want to share something with people that will have a hard time, and I want everybody in the States to be praying for the Canadians, especially those who understand what's at stake, because I posted the article. You saw it too, Dave. We may even talk about it a couple days ago, but the article stated that Trudeau, and I call him Trojan Trudeau, as in the Trojan horse, allowed the Chinese to put underwater listening posts off the coast of Vancouver, Canada, that can monitor our sub base in Bremerton, Washington, and also the subs that go up and down, you know, from the Alaska into the sea. You know, I mean, they're monitoring us, courtesy of Canada. So we're going to be, Dave, your sources, my sources, our sources, other sources. We're going to be caught in a pincer movement. We're going to get it from the north. We're going to get it from the south. We're going to get it from the east. We're going to get it from the west. Now, I want to make it clear, okay? I want America to repent. I believe in 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves, seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways. And I'm just quoting it off the top of my head, and I'm not quoting it accurate. But basically, the idea is that God's asking his people to do it. But what happens when those who claim to be God's people embrace cultural Marxism, when they embrace abortion, when you've got, and this made me so mad, if I could have called fire down from heaven, people say, you know what spirit you are of heat? Yes, I do. From those people blessing the abortion clinic, you
yes,
saw that, right?
I saw that, yes.
Yes, that is anathema. That is anathema. Read the 139th Psalm. Now look, this is, and I think, did I say this on your show? Forgive me, Dave, I did 5 talk radio shows, but I finally understood, not because I figured out, I think it was the mercy of God, because it's really been troubling me all these years. He said, Steve, because my people did not speak up against the slaughter of the innocents, the blood of the innocents has been used by the evil one in order to, listen to this, to oil the gears of ritual magic that will bring about the destruction of my people before my second coming. In other words, that whole silence on the part of the majority of the church has enabled them through ritual magic to literally open the gates of hell. And we're now, Dave, you know this, the vilification of Christians worldwide, the slaughter of Christians worldwide. There's nobody speaking out. And every single one of the major networks, probably with the exception of Fox, but most of the networks are always bashing Christians, bashing, biblical marriage, anything that is traditional that God created, they're against. So, ladies and gentlemen, whether you believe in the living God or you don't, agnostics, atheists, the whole realm of supernatural evil now is going to manifest. I just put up, even on my website tonight, a word from Lois Vogel Sharp, take it to the Lord in prayer. But I tell you this, Dave, that we're at a point now where the most evil, heinous, wicked creatures from hell, and I'm not just talking about the political parties that hate God, I'm talking about the literal manifestations of science fiction's worst nightmares are coming on the scene. And I'll send you, before tonight's out, I'll send you an email of a robotic minotaur that's literally moving, and a minotaur is an interesting, you know, mythological beast. I think it's important that people understand understand that the ancient things are coming back. All of the studies now, the New Age is accelerating. Even people that claim, I think there was a study that 3 out of 4 Christians believe in New Age concepts, okay? Well, you know, remember the old ways, and this is the whole thing why I shared tonight with you, Dave, and thanks for letting me do it, for Samuel 8, because Samuel, the prophet, represented, if you will, God. The people looked as if being old was a bad thing, so they rejected the old ways. They wanted the new ways. They wanted to be like everybody else around them. In this case, I believe the Democrats are absolutely abject communist sympathizers, a majority of them, okay?
Yeah, they are.
And they have, and they have consistently voted against, you know, not just President Trump, but anybody who's ever stood for righteousness they're against. Not one of those lying she-devils from hell that accused Kavanaugh has apologized. Not one Democrat who voted against Kavanaugh has come forward and say, we were misinformed. So a nation that embraces lies will embrace deception on a level that causes their own total annihilation.
Wait,
that's a powerful statement.
You're absolutely correct.
I'm not pulling punches. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, Steve, you've seen, I've documented many, many times the work of Trevor Loudon, Enemies Within, confirmed by Cynthia McKinney, Robert David Steele, as well as Congressman Alan West. And Congressman Cynthia McKinney is how I should have addressed her. And all of them say the same thing. Every one of them. 80 congressmen have been identified as belonging to front groups for the American Communist Party and the Muslim Brotherhood. They are dedicated to the downfall of the United States, and they're serving right now, and their names are people like Pelosi and Feinstein and Schumer and Ellison. And all these people, Steve, are working to bring down this country, and they're serving in Congress.
Absolutely, Dave. And let me share something. You see, if you will, the Palestinian woman who was elected, you know, and she's wearing the Palestinian flag. Ladies and gentlemen, please, United States citizens, wake up. Look at what's happening in Germany. Look at what's happening in Italy. Look at what's happening in Norway, Sweden, Finland, Denmark, every place that they've embraced immigration without any checks or balances. Look what's happened, Dave. Western civilization is dying. The infertility of American males is by design. When the birth control pill came out, all of the estrogen that was excreted in female urine, I'm sorry, I don't mean to be blunt, but let's just be, tell it like it is, okay, went into the municipal water supplies. Well, they could filter for everything. They couldn't filter for excreted pharmaceuticals. Now you've got fish that are becoming hermaphroditic. You mix the chemicals, the excreted pharmaceuticals. You mix it with different layers and levels of cesium, different intensities of cesium-137, i.e. Fukushima. And you've got basically what I would call a mutagenic meltdown of the human genome. And if you notice, ladies and gentlemen, even the Islamic terrorists say our women's wombs will be the ultimate weapon that we defeat you. In other words, they come into a country, they have numerous children and numerous wives, and meanwhile, the white race, and listen, this isn't a racist statement. Even Vladimir Putin offered, you know, guests free hotel nights and money to get the Russians to go out and have children, because Russia is facing the same thing that the United States is. And that basically is the genetic destruction of that which has built civilization. Look, I make no apologies. I have friends that are all colors. I appeal to every black brother out there, every Latino brother, everybody who knows Jesus as Lord and Savior. Don't buy the lie of those who are trying to stir the pot. This is about total Satanism versus biblical Christianity, and the Satanists will use everything in their power to destroy Christianity, and they're doing it under the supernatural direction and guidance of Satan himself. Look at Hollywood, Dave. We all used to say and talk about it, well, there were rumors. Now you go on YouTube and you get all these people from Lady Gaga to Katy Perry and Miley Cyrus, the three women. Then you go to Jay-Z and you go to even Dwayne The Rock talking about Hail Satan. And, you know, the point that I'm trying to make is this. They are more bold in their witness for the Prince of Darkness than we are for the Lord Jesus Christ, the light of the world, God's answer to the sin of the world. And And so, you know, I'm not pulling any punches anymore, and God knows you don't do it. God knows I don't do it. But we've got to get people to understand their lives are at stake. When you write about Red Dawn, it's here. When we talk about, you know, all of the different fifth column, all of the different guerrillas in this country, when we talk about gray terror, we're seeing right now, if you will, the implementation of the activation of basically every form of traitor, every form of espionage agents. We're at the mercy of God only. And by the way, you know, that doesn't even count the military. You remember you did articles, Dave. We did shows when that entity, the guy in the White House before Trump, I'm sorry, I can't even bring myself to name him any longer. The point being is that he fired all the loyal military, all the patriotic military, all the battlefield military, and replaced them. How can President Trump drain the swamp? And you're going to see a battle in that realm, too. You're going to see a battle, because it really doesn't matter what the president's intentions are unless God enables those who are around him to support him, just like the Department of Justice. I just made a statement. The firing of Jeff Sessions is a vanguard point in the battle, because here's what happened on the whole Russia probe against President Trump. The Democrats got caught with their hands in the cookie jar, selling all the uranium to Russia. All of the most powerful people in law enforcement were involved, the highest, not all, but the highest ranking members. And you remember when you dealt with it? That's what happened. President Trump, you know, he said, well, I wish I would have been a little softer. I wish the people around him who supposedly support him would have been louder, you know, and basically saying, look, we have everybody that's been appointed by Hillary Clinton in the State Department, and to my knowledge, even now, she still has access to classified, secret classified access, and she still knows what's going on because all her people are there. You know, so the point that I'm trying to make is that we're seeing a state-by-state fall, and we saw the Democrats. My friends who live in Portland, like Doomer Doug McIntosh, I mean, when you see what Portland, Oregon's begun, and our mutual friend in the DHS, Dave, he was stationed there, and he was giving us reports in real time. I know he was giving me reports. I pass them on to you. And the point being is now you've got everything up and down the coast, Washington's new anti-gun measures, which are unconstitutional. And, you know, I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, but does it not matter to people that one of the most beautiful cities, beautiful as meaning just, you know, around the bay, San Francisco, now people are calling it San Fran, the SH word, hole, okay? And, you know, they busted President Trump, but, you know, the thing is that isn't it funny that those nations that people used to call that, now we have those areas arising in this country that are literally unfit. And same thing with Seattle. I mean, they've got guys that have to come and clean up the needles and the human excrement and the human urine. And because of the mutagenic nature of all the pathogens coming in this country, by the way, I wrote the book on this almost 20 years ago, Breathe No Evil, a primer for understanding biological and chemical warfare. And, you know, people didn't believe it was here. Now we got polio, we got all these diseases. And I believe there are people who are intentionally infected, and I call those guys infectons coming across the border. We've got tuberculosis. We've got a form of polio. We've got Chagas, C-H-A-G-A-S. We've got so many different diseases now coming at us. And if you read Deuteronomy 28, I challenge every atheist and agnostic there to go and read Deuteronomy 28 after about the 15th verse, because it talks about what happens to nations specifically that once knew God and turned from him. This country is a post-Christian country, and I stand with Franklin Graham saying that, you know, President Trump has done more for Christians, the pastor in Turkey, and he's put pressure on. And I want to share this with everybody. Now, Dave, I'm getting fired up. 25 years ago on talk radio, I made this statement. I stand by it. I said, as goes South Africa, so goes the United States.
Yes.
They were openly talking. President Ramaphosa in South Africa and the other guy were talking about slitting the throats of the whites and stealing their land. Okay? Trump said, no, you don't. And then Ramaphosa said, don't you tell us what to do. President Trump was going to go and save the South Africans if he had to. Ladies and gentlemen, if there's ever been a time to pray and to repent, here's my, I can't say that word, here's my complaint, okay, with modern Christendom. They can quote 2 Chronicles 7:14, God expects his people to do the repenting, and then he will, you know, basically reconsider his judgment. But the point is, Dave, that I talk to people all the time. They don't believe that there is any, what do you say, requirement on God's part of his creation to walk a certain way. They figure they can get away with, quote, murder and baby murder. They figure that they can get away with even churches now. I don't know what this is, but they're even embracing pornography. Pornography is interesting from the standpoint, remember, it was sex that brought the fallen angels to earth. The 200 that committed sex sin. And by the way, there's a third of the angels that fell. And I'm telling you, point blank, look at video games. They're getting supernaturally dark. Look at the telephone. The telephone. Even secular guys that are in the IT business, information technology, they're worried about not only the demon in the machine, but the cell phones becoming possessed. Well, you know, yours truly wrote about that, and you've interviewed me on that over the years on that stuff. But here's what I'm trying to say to people. You've got to basically, you know, what, dig in your heels, and you've got to come to the conclusion that you're not in Kansas anymore. And unfortunately, most people don't have ruby red slippers to you know, to tap the heels together and go, I want to go back, I want to go back. In the game of life, there is no reset button. And I think because of the younger generation, the snowflakes, they believe that they can play in a world of virtual, and Dave, I'm on record saying this, virtual reality was the most conniving, deceptive, sinisterly, supernatural, brilliant plot, plan, and scheme of the devil to separate people from empiric reality, therefore being able to invent a reality so far divorced from, you know, empiric reality that they've lost touch. You've used to hear the statement. They've lost that. They've gone digital. They've gone into digital dementia.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that phrase many times, and I think it fits here. But see, it's all designed to obscure awareness. If we were to take everything that we're talking about here, it's the veil that Satan has put down to basically keep the flock in ignorance.
Well, and God said his people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Now, people get mad at me when I quote that scripture, okay? But the point is that it's a real scripture. God said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And it's not because God doesn't tell the end from the beginning. He's the only one that can do that. He's God. But because, Dave, that they choose to reject it. They choose to reject God. We shall not have this man rule over us. The second Psalm says, the kings of the earth have set themselves against the Lord's anointed. That's Jesus saying, we will not have this man, Jesus, rule over us. And isn't it interesting? All of the people that hate Jesus, obviously are Satanists, so they and occultists, they live in a supernatural world. Supernatural means beyond just the physical realm. And yet they hate Jesus, and they hate the living God. How can they hate that which isn't real, especially when they know what real supernatural evil is? Isn't it astonishing, Dave, that now we're in that time that everything changes? So there are a lot of prophets out there. This is why you got to test the spirit of the prophets. There are a lot of people saying it's good times. It's going to be better than anything you ever know. That's not what David Wilkerson saw, I believe. And David never considered himself to be a prophet, just a watchman. That's not what Henry Gruber saw. That's not what, you know, that's not what Dimitri Dudeman saw. So here's the thing that's really interesting. God gave us, and people will, you know, they'll middle finger me with their mouths. How's that for a nice way to say it?
I like that.
When I say, yeah, God set up Donald Trump as a result of people praying. And like I tell people, you know, most of the mealy mouth, what I would call meow men, and some of the, you know, I got to be really kind here. This is as nice as I can be. The women that want to wear female hats looking like the female parts that they don't want to be called by the derogatory name of which they're wearing the hats, you know, then don't wear the hats and don't act that way. But you see, it's interesting because we're returning to the Amazons now. I put up an article yesterday. I don't know if you saw it, but the Democratic women were saying, we're going to withhold sex. Now, listen, this show is for adults. I'm sorry. If you to their husbands, boyfriends, whoever, unless you basically vote Democratic, you know. So we're seeing the rise of Edgar Rice Burroughs, the Amazons. And I'm sorry, but that's where we're at. And, you know, we're returning to the days of mythology with human hybrid creatures, with the veil being torn, with the gates of hell. By the way, Jesus said that the gates of hell won't prevail. Well, if Jesus is talking about the gates of hell, he certainly knows that a gate is only used for two things, to either let something through or keep something out. And he's warning his people that all hell is going to be breaking loose on earth. Now, I want to give everyone the good news. The good news is, people say, are you afraid, meaning me? There are times I get afraid, but I know this. I quote David, King David, at the times I am afraid, I trust in thee. So the thing is, if God's warning us, if his people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, then it's my contention that by God informing his people what is going to happen in the future, i.e. the book of Revelation, you can be prepared for it, and you don't need to be afraid of it. And to those that accept Jesus as Lord and Savior, Bible says that he gives us power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt us. He also says he's with us even to the end of the age. Well, in my world, it looks like the end of the age could be beginning to be upon us. Everything's changing, Dave. And after Branson, and thank you for coming, and, you know, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, until Dave and I met at Branson, we talked for years and years in interviews, et cetera, but we never met.
Nope.
But the point is, that was a turning point. And I said there again, I said, after Branson, which would have been the 15th of September, 16th of September of this year, everything would change and the word normal would no longer exist.
Yes.
Can you say that you've ever seen a normal press conference like the one where Acosta accosted the president? And look at this, they turn around and blame Donald Trump. Excuse me? What are you going to, you know, was it Bill Clinton said, what are you going to do? Believe me or your lying eyes? You know? I think that was an Eagles song too. But the point is that we're seeing now people calling evil good and good evil, and the tragedy of it all is our fate is hanging in the balance. Today in Bozeman, Montana, there were so many Air Force vehicles, and you know, there are rumors that that nuclear missiles are moving, and all I can tell you is the guys that move them, there was a whole lot of Air Force security people in Bozeman, Montana with trailers, satellite uplinks, and I didn't see any missiles, okay? But the point that I'm trying to make, ladies and gentlemen, we are at war, and Dave, you've talked to your military, your intelligence sources, I have too, and I just want people to start thanking God that we're not consumed in a mushroom cloud, because the Democrats want that. Who's provoking war with Russia? It is the dumbest thing in the world, and you know why they're doing that? Because all Vladimir Putin have to do is say, let me show you some documents here. We paid the Democrats, name them all, here's $100 million, you know, here. That's why they stole the narrative. That's why from the beginning, after the swearing in of Donald Trump as president, they began the attack on him. Because that's one of the plans of Saul Alinsky, Rules for Radicals, that you overwhelm the target. And so they have controlled the narrative. I believe, Dave, that Sessions being fired is about to change the narrative.
Do you think we're going to see indictments?
I don't think we're going to see 50,000 indictments. I'll tell you what. Ladies and gentlemen, I know what's been said about Guantanamo Bay. So, when I hear stuff like that, I basically contact the former head. I don't know the commandant of Guantanamo Bay now, but I knew the former Guantanamo Bay commandant from about 5 years ago or so, the Brigadier General. And I asked him, I said, General, do you believe this is happening? He said, Steve, if they were going to bring in that many high-value targets, they're not going to move them all to Guantanamo Bay. We have limited facilities. But the point is, he said, do you know how long it takes to get an indictment on one bad guy and to, you know, take one bad guy? So the only way to do it, Dave, is to basically have mass arrests and basically throw all. I do not believe that, okay? I believe there may be selective. The only way I will believe that is when I see, you know, Hillary and the entity being arrested. And I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, let me tell you what I was told today, and this is from an extremely reliable source, and this broke before Sessions was fired. I was told Sessions is on his way out. It'll be in the next day or two. And this will signal this and say, notice that Trump is not worried about losing the House. And I said, explain that to me. And I was told the threat of indictment that will suck in some of these Democrats as participants in treason will get them to capitulate and cross the aisle and work with Trump.
That makes sense.
So I was told today.
And I don't doubt that, but here's the thing. It's one thing for them to cross the aisle, but it's another thing. What I'm saying, you cannot accept under some extreme circumstances, you know, take that many people at once. You just can't do it. That's what people have told me, you know, from adjutant, what do they call them? What, the judge advocate, what are they called? JAG officers, you
yes.
know?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Judge adjutant general or whatever. The point is they just said, Steve, this is what's got to do. Now, here's what I'm telling you. I believe that the minute that starts to happening, the go signal is given by all of the hellions, okay? And they're going to try and cause total civil war. I do not know. And by the way, I believe America is going into a full-scale shooting war. I do not want it to happen. I pray it does not happen. But I'm telling you, it's going to happen because the communists have been in place, you know, forgive me, in place for the past probably, 75 years, but they've been armed in the last 8 in the previous administration. There's way more to Fast and Furious than anybody knew. There's way more to the embassy, situation than anybody knew. And again, look at the most powerful individuals in the intelligence community, Brennan and Trapper and some of the other people. I mean, they hate Trump. Well, these people have the access to America's most top secrets, even the stuff that most people don't know exists, space-based weapons and all the other stuff. You know, the point being, Dave, is that God is on his throne. And look, I wish I knew the answer to the question you asked me. I think like everybody you want it to happen, but the only way, and you're right, or your source is right on this, the only way to get a lesser pig to squeal is for the lesser pig to give up the hog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. I've been told the entry point into intimidation, I was given this too, because I said, will there be indictments? And they said they doubt it. But they said the entry point of the threat of indictment will start at the level of Podesta, Deborah Wasserman Schultz, Uma Abedin, because that'll scare the living hell out of Hillary Clinton, and it'll isolate her from being able to do power plays against people in Congress.
Well, I believe that, okay, and because that's practical. You see, again, not when I say it's practical, it's doable, and I think this is that there's so many indications that Trump waited until after the midterms. Okay, obviously we gained Senate seats? We gained 3 or 4.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so and obviously one of the most contested was John Tester. And what Donald Trump said about that guy, I live in Montana, as most of your listeners probably know. And John Tester says one thing when he's in state and votes entirely differently when he's in Washington. And most people don't know this, but Montana, Butte, Montana, was the home of the Warblies, which was the start of the Communist Party USA. Did you know that? I think I told you that.
Said it before on my show, right?
Yep. So the point is we are at war. Do you believe, Dave, as many articles you write, and you're well-researched, you absolutely have your sources. I have my sources. A couple of them are the same, but they're independent of each other. But when you've got the testimony of 2 or 3, what happens when it's like 20 or 30 witnesses unknown to each other, separated by thousands of miles or sometimes by continents? They're basically calling you within a matter of hours, and they're telling you, or they're writing you, or emailing you, what's going down. You've got to know that God loves his people and wants to warn them. The basis for all of us coming to the Lord in these times are repenting for our own personal sin. Trust me, repentance is a normal part of my prayer life, because I find that I cannot take the lukewarm Christendom world. And by the way, I had a sermon one time when I preached, and it basically was called Lukewarm Vomit, the day God spews you out of his mouth. And look, that sounds, somebody says, that's not the love of Jesus. Oh, yes, it is, because it's Jesus saying that. Book of Revelation, he says, I wish that you were either hot or cold. But because you're lukewarm, he says, I'm going to spew you out of my mouth. I got news for you. That's not a good thing when God throws up. Yet the same word prior to all of that through the Gospel of John is, you know, I am the good shepherd. I lay down my life for the sheep. And it's one thing when Jesus came as the Lamb of God to take away the sin of the world. It's another thing when he comes back as the Lion of God, as the King of Kings, Lord of Lords. And so what we're seeing, Dave, is the dividing line. God himself is stepping up and dividing the line. There's enough activity in both Canada, foreign troops. By the way, I got to share something with you. I said a number of years ago that France and Germany will be on the side of Russia when they attack us. Did you see Macron said that the EU needs an army? And he said, in case we need to deal with the United States?
Yes.
What that means, you guys, is NATO is going to turn on the U.S. People, when I said that, said, that'll never happen. You're so stupid, Steve. You don't know that Germany and you know, France are in NATO, blah, 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 blah. Well, all I can tell you is what God showed Dimitri Duduma, and then, you know, 20 years later, told me in the shower, you know. And the shower basically said, Steve, when Russia attacks the United States, Germany and France will be with them in their attack against the United States.
Well, I said...
Do you think that's a lie?
No. Steve, I said that back in 2014 when Russia was beginning to blackmail Europe over natural gas and oil. And I said, whoa, this could be the end of Europe. And I made the point that Germany had more in common now with Russia than they did with the United States.
Sure. And I'm saying, Dave, and I don't doubt you, but I'm saying that they're going to be involved in attacking us. Most people don't know this, but one of the largest tank, divisions in the world is in Canada, German artillery. They train up there because obviously Germany is people who know the physical and geographical boundaries of Germany. Germany's not a very big country when you compare it to the landmass in Canada. But we're seeing now, too, we're seeing some very dangerous statements coming out. Remember, didn't the United States steal, 100, 200 tons of Germany's gold and wouldn't give them back to them?
Yeah, Karen Hudis was on my show from the World Bank and was telling about that, exactly.
Right, yeah, I remember. I actually read that because I think you put it up as one of your stories or I put it up as one of your YouTube videos. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is where we're at. So the election is the, you know, how should I say this? The election was a time stamp on the first 2 years. The next 2 years, everything changes. You know, the answer is, are we going to have the meltdown of the economy and then Trump brings us back from it? Because you remember this, Dave, these people who are the globalist, Satanist, elitists, even the ones beyond Rothschilds and Rockefellers and all that, they fallen angels. They have supernatural intelligence, and the only way we as Christians can deal with that is by the power of God being in our lives through prayer, through intercession, and through fasting. You know, Jesus said in certain demons, this type comes out only with prayer and fasting. So the idea that we're going to make it in our own brilliance, and by the way, you know this, my book, Trans, you know, the whole, you saw what I did, you know, the... my book, Terminated, the end of man is here, you know. The point is that now there are AI on the Drudge Report tonight, and tonight is whatever, November 7th. They're talking about the Chinese are training their most brilliant young people to set up a new level of AI cyber hackers and warriors. Well, the United States has been doing that for years. What do you think all these tests are? Who do you think watches video game scores? Who do you think is put into drone programs? Who do you think is put into the positions of hacking? Everybody's looking for the brightest. Everybody's looking for the gifted. Gifted also means supernatural. Everybody's looking for that. And what's important is that people understand that it's accelerating on a basis that it will take your breath away unless you're breathing in the breath of life, the same breath that God breathed into Adam. He became a living soul. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, there is stuff coming. And I know there are people saying, oh, Quayle and Hodges, you know, some of your enemies are my enemies, Dave, and vice versa. We're all blah, blah, and yet they've never done anything to warn anybody. As a matter of fact, some of them are nothing more than bots and AI robots, but a lot of them, too, work in actual areas of certain parts of the government that their only job is to destroy us and our credibility.
Oh, I get this all
That's
the time.
Our own job.
I get it all the time. And, Steve, the way you can tell that they're not real criticisms is they attack you personally without even dealing with the content of your message.
Right. And, you know, again, look, I'm learning, you know, how do I say this? I'm learning and praying to be able to deal with spineless cowards. And people say, just hit the delete button. Ladies and gentlemen, I do. But unfortunately, when you get, you know, certain words preceding the word you in the subject, you can't do it. You can delete them, and I don't open them. But, you know, here's the deal. Ladies and gentlemen, and I'm speaking to every man out there, too, why is it that there are braver women than men in the country, United States? And, Dave, you know this. I am an advocate for every woman being armed, every woman being trained, every woman. I don't care if they're, you know, legal age to hold a handgun forward, and I don't care if they're 80 or 90. If you can basically, if you're physically in a condition, I want you to go out and get a concealed weapon permit. If you live in a state you can, I want you to get for your own protection, because that's one thing that a general once told me. He said this, Steve, a woman, Special Operations Command, active duty, said, Steve, a woman can get closer to any man than any man can get. Well, that was probably before, you know, the whole LGBTQ thing, but yeah. In the old days, that's the way. So what I'm saying to people is this, is that you're at war. Do what Jesus tells you to do, but no place in the Bible does he say, just lay down and do nothing. And how dare those of you make fun of those who are telling the Christians to prepare? You would have mocked Noah and you would have drowned. You would have mocked Joseph and you would have drowned. If you were on the Mount of when Jesus was preaching on the Sermon on the Mount, had it not been for that little boy's mother that gave him the loaves of bread and fishes, Jesus can do anything, but he took what a mother had prepared in wisdom for her son, who, thinking her son might be gone longer than they thought, she wanted him to be fed. What a gracious picture of the living God in helping us to sustain until the second coming of Jesus Christ. So, ladies and gentlemen, prep as your life depends on it, as your family's life depends on it, and it is not a denial of faith.
It's not.
And
Steve,
by the way,
I'm sorry, Steve. I need to interject this real quick. To our radio audience, we're at the end of this particular segment, but we're going to continue for a few more moments here, and you can catch the rest of this interview on YouTube. You can catch it on the website, and you can also go into our platform that you can enter through Spotify, look for The Common Sense Show, Google Play, as well as iTunes.